insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وهو الذي جعل لكم الليل لباسا والنوم سباتا وجعل النهار نشورا.
And it is He who has made the night for you as clothing and sleep as means for rest and has made the day a resurrection.
The 47th verse was under discussion. وهو الذي جعل لكم الليل لباسا والنوم سباتا وجعل النهار نشورا. And He it is who appointed the night for you to be a covering, والنوم سباتا, and sleep as a rest, وجعل النهار نشورا. And He appointed the day a rising. In the previous episode, we discussed the first two parts of this verse. وَالَّذِي جَعْلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا. And He appointed night for you to be a covering. We talked about the different aspects of this blessing. وَالنَّوْمَ سُبَاتًا. And this sleep, which is a rest for us. We talked about the term سُبَات and why it is named after Saturday in Arabic or يَوْمُ السَّبْت. And also this fascinating blessing of نوم and sleep. We concluded that we have to schedule based on this gradual system of the universe, which is day and night. Because ليل is لباس, because night is covering, and نوم is سبات, and sleep is a rest. And then the continuation of the verse, وَجَعَلَ النَّهَارَ نُشُورًا, and He appointed the day a rising. This part of the verse is talking about the blessing of day. وَجَعَلَ النَّهَارَ نُشُورًا. The Quranic word نُشُور is derived from the word نَشْر, that means to spread. This is the opposite of folding. This may refer to the spreading of soul throughout the body when man awakes, which is like reviving after death. And it might also refer to men's participation in social activities and movements for various works of life on the earth. But it seems that they're both acceptable. Let us have a look at one narration from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, that he used to recite this sentence every morning. Praise belongs to Allah, who brings us to life after death, and finally, we will return to Him.
حر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
The brightness of day causes movement in man bodily and spiritually, as darkness brings sleep and calmness. In nature, the first ray of sun brings great movements. It causes absolute ferment in our creatures. A resurrection happens among the creatures. Each of them start to follow its own program. Even some plants grow when the light is cast on them. When the sun sets and night comes, the birds return to their nests and living creatures sleep and take some rest. Even plants go to some kind of sleep of their own. Now that we have taken a look at all these signs and indications of Allah's might and power, we must get to know Him better. We must get to feel His might and His presence in our lives more. In fact, this system the Holy Quran is using, gradually introducing these different signs of our Lord to us, the kind of signs that we might pass them each day in our lives without even pondering on them. But now we are ordered, highly recommended by the different verses of the Holy Quran, to look at them more closely, to understand that our Lord is Rabb. He is the one who is setting the things move based on their own programs. You may remember this section of the chapter started with saying أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَيْفَ مَدَّ الظِّلِ. The word رَبْ was used because He is the one that is setting us to move on doing our daily routines and programs based on the alteration of night and day. And now we know that these creations, they are all the signs of our Lord, and He is the absolute cause. One last thing, dear listeners, to be mentioned is the fact that we can use these attributes of the Almighty Allah, these actions that He has in the universe, these creations, and use them to call out to Him when we are trying to supplicate. By naming Him by these names, by calling out to Him using these attributes, we are actually at first reminding ourselves that we are the creations, that we have an absolute cause, and secondly, we are causing ourselves to be closer to His mercy, and then, finally and ultimately, we are trying to attract His mercy more, and this is what we have been highly ordered and recommended to do when we try to supplicate. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.